You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I saw this article on Facebook the other day, and I knew I had to find the original article just so I could share it with you guys. Because boy, I tell you, the comment section, yeah, men were letting loose, and they were not holding back. Now, there's so many articles out there trying to convey the quote-unquote male loneliness epidemic to make women feel better about not being able to find the man that they want. However, there's also a surge in articles of why men are refusing to date. And this is such an article. Quick side note. More than a few of you have expressed that you like to see the AI imagery. So why not share that with you guys? Why not let my overactive imagination just run completely wild? So yeah, this is kind of going to be a somewhat of a borrowing of Sandman's shtick. However, the women that are going to be posted for my videos are going to be completely of my own creation. Thank you, jizz.ai. And that's the program that I use. Now, this article was published on the 30th of September. 20 brutally honest reasons why men don't want to date anymore. Oh yeah, gentlemen, this is good. In recent years, the dynamics of dating have shifted dramatically, leaving many to wonder about the reasons men don't want to date. Recent findings from the Pew Research Center indicate that 63% of men under 30 in the U.S. are opting to stay single. A notable increase from 51% in 2019, citing various personal and societal reasons. Now, I'm going to hit each bullet point and give my own personal perspective. So, of course, you're going to have to read the full article. Let's go ahead and get started. Number one, high financial costs. As we all know, we have now entered into what CGA would call the monetized dating market. What I like to call the back alley deal. Yes, more and more women are outright saying, pay me for my time, yet still trying to maintain themselves as not being a professional. Yeah, dates, all that stuff. Yeah, more and more men have realized being single means keeping more money in their pockets. Number two, fear of commitment. Now, of course, there is a fear of commitment. Why? Because when you're committed, what comes with commitment, gentlemen? Eventually, isolation. Yeah. Number three, negative past experiences. Does this need to be explained? Why not? Cheating, ghosting, flaking, having to get their friends' approvals, nuclear rejection, all of those are self-explanatory. And then when you combine all that Yeah. Being told by society to just man up and accept female behavior. Yeah, that contributes to the negative experiences that men have in dealing with today's woman. Number four, pressure to prioritize career. Yeah, you don't want to be pretty much homeless, do you? At the same time, that reflects back to number one, high financial costs. You're supposed to be the provider that women love to say you need to be, yet you're not even in a relationship with these women. Yeah, no, no. Number five, difficulties in finding compatibility. Gentlemen, this goes back to something that I used to say all the time. Stop trying to reverse engineer a woman from who she is to what you want her to be. Yeah. And this kind of goes into something with us men when it comes to appearances. Yeah, we try to reverse engineer a beautiful woman from what she is to what we want her to be for us. Nah, those days definitely need to come to a close. Number six, and this is a big one, the influence of social media. That can be summed up with one simple phrase: keeping up with the Joneses. Yep. When you have a girlfriend or you're married and she sees how other women are living their lives, even though we know 90% of those women are fake, they still fall for that facade. Oh, you need to be like this. You need to be like that. You need to take me here. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Regular ass women still trying to live like influencers, and they want you to provide their lifestyle. Nope, nope, nope. Number seven, the desire for freedom. Now, some people will try to conflate that with fear of commitment. However, the desire for freedom, yeah, being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. You don't get to do that when you're in a relationship. Once again, they want to strip that freedom from you to keep you under their thumb because of their own personal insecurities. Yeah. Number eight, lack of trust in potential partners. That is a huge one also. Now remember, I've said this in the past, and this is a good time to remind you, gentlemen, of two things. If these two things are not present, no relationship can survive. One, trust from men, and two, respect from the woman. If those two things are not, you know, hand in hand, that relationship is over. And yes, social media is also a reason why most men do not trust the other women. They don't, because they know that that woman is talking to somebody else, and women themselves have come out and said, yeah, I'm talking to five or six other guys at the same time. Yeah, you don't want that on your mind, because that brings out stress, and stress kills, gentlemen. You don't want that. Number nine, the hookup culture impact. Boy, that is definitely self-explanatory. Why? Because we know that women want only the top percent of men that they have no problems hooking up with. But then once they've aged out, they want the other 90% of men to take them. No, these women been rolled hard and put away wet. So no, gentlemen, you don't want a woman that's been written more than the Seattle Slough. Number 10, unrealistic expectations. Do we need to explain this? Why not? The sixes. Yeah. Women love to say they want the sixes in men. And they will always find a reason to disqualify you. Yeah. Remember, gents, men have said this and had no problem saying it. If we found 80% of what we want in a woman, we see that as a prize. But if women find 80% of what they want in a man, they view that as settling. No matter how big-backed they are, no matter how physically disgusting that they are, they still believe that they all deserve the top 1% of men, the Christian Greys of the world. And we all know Christian Grey was nothing more than a fictional character, but they still believe they deserve that man. So yeah, gentlemen, do not waste your time trying to mold yourself into what she wants you to be. Nah, don't do that. Number 11, and this is a huge one, mental health concerns. We all know that there are at least 25% of all women in America are on some sort of head meds. Actually, in my humble opinion, that number is probably way higher, especially with social media constantly telling women that they need to be more than what they are. Yeah, a lot of these women are definitely batshit crazy. Number 12, male dating anxiety. Which, like I said, gentlemen, men are constantly stressing if they're good enough. Don't stress. Don't. Let that go. If she don't want you, cool. Let her know, hey, you may not want me, but there are billions of other women that I can go and have a chance with. And if I can't have a chance with women here in America, guess what? There's an entire planet of women outside of America. So yeah, I can find what I'm looking for, because most men are stressed because they want to be in their particular area to find what they're looking for. Sometimes, gentlemen, you got to make a move. You have to. Number 13, overwhelming dating app dynamics. Fellas, get off the dating apps. They are there only to give women an ego boost. We know this. There have been many articles about this. Leave them alone. Number 14, and I would say this would be the king of reasons why men are not dating anymore. This one should have been number one, but this is in no certain order. Legal and financial risks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. Time's up. Revoking of consent after the fact. There are far too many men who are languishing in jail because of the false allegations. Yeah. But yet, women will still sit there and say, well, a false allegation can still get a man to learn a lesson about how to treat women. Yeah, right. No. No. Number 15, societal expectations. You're the man. You need to provide, you need to pay for everything, and you need to be happy to be in a woman's presence. Yeah, right. No. 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 Yeah, those days are definitely gone. Number 16, personal development goals. Remember, gents, focus on your purpose, because women have proven to be nothing more than a serious distraction. Yes, in the old times, a lot of men would say, if it wasn't for me having a woman, I would not have reached this level. But can you really say that nowadays? No. Those days of saying, yeah, my wife, you know, behind every successful man is a woman, those days are gone. Because we all know, even if a man is successful, that woman can still leave. Number 17, the complexity of modern relationships. Yeah, gentlemen, you don't want to end up being a puppet on a woman's strings, dancing around in her hand like a dancing monkey, trying to, as Terrence Pop would say, juggle chainsaws and cats to keep that woman entertained to where she will focus on you. No, gentlemen, no. Stop it. Stop it. Once again, when that woman decides she wants to go, there's nothing you can do about it. Number 18, the fear of losing autonomy, which goes back to what I said before about fear of commitment and desire for freedom. A relationship will do nothing more than isolate you, because these women know if you have a network of friends who will say, hey, that's a bad woman, you need to get away from her, she wants to keep you as isolated as possible so you don't have that support group. Number 19, commitment fears in males. Once again, some people would say that's the same thing as fear of commitment, in the same ballpark, but there's a slight bit of a difference. Fear of commitment is one thing, but commitment fears is another. Because once again, men understand that what they have to lose when they actually do decide to commit to a woman, when we actually do decide to say, you're the one that I want to be with, you're the only one that I want to be with, he understands there's so much that he's going to sacrifice in order to give that commitment, which, gentlemen, is your number one thing that you sacrifice. And number 20, changing attitudes towards marriage. And here's where it really gets good. More and more men have decided marriage is no longer something that they desire. Why? Because it goes back to number 14, the legal costs and the financial costs of marriage, or we should say divorce. Yeah, there is so high of a price to be paid by men that we've said, nope, it's not worth it. The juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Now, that's all for what they have to say. However, I'm going to drop a couple of more just to keep the ball rolling. And I know you guys are going to put more reasons in the comments section, and I can't wait. Number 21, the quality of today's modern woman. Now, what do I mean by the quality of today's modern woman? That is simple. Physical quality has gone out the window. You have so many undesirable women out here who are fat, who have absolutely horrible attitudes, weird hair colors, all of those things. The things that make women physically undesirable, therefore lowering their quality. And number 22, you have to realize this, gentlemen, the modern relationship is nothing more than a series of lies between men and women to continue to get what they want from the other person. Let me say that one more again. The modern relationship is nothing more than a series of lies between men and women to continue to get what they want from the other person. Honesty has gone out the window. I find it hilarious when women say, oh, I want a man to be honest. But then when a man is honest, it hurts their feelings. Oh my God, you can't say those things. Yeah. Yeah. And let's be clear. Men lie for sex. Women lie for resources. In more ways than one. But yeah. Yeah. Gentlemen, you have to have a crystal clear head. You have to be willing to tell these women the truth and let them decide. If they don't want to rock with you because you're honest with them, cool. You've not dodged a bullet. You've dodged a howitzer round. But with that being said, let me go ahead and conclude this article. The reasons men don't want to date anymore reflect a complex interplay of personal, economic, and social factors, from financial concerns to the desire for personal freedom. These factors reveal a broader societal shift towards redefining relationship norms. Yeah, pretty much you cannot argue these reasons why men have said, nah, we're good. Dating, nah. We're going to go ahead and put that to the wayside. We're going to focus on ourselves, our goals, our wants, our desires. And women, yeah, yeah, there are more social media posts and videos from women complaining about being lonely than there are men. Men have decided we're going to vote with our feet. Walk away and hold the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you guys know, in China, the simp economy has all but collapsed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've watched videos about that, and I found it hilarious. And yes, men around the world are holding the line. They're saying, no more. And women are finally feeling it. And it's a wonderful thing. It truly is. And before I decide to get up out of here, let me give you number 24. Oh, wait a minute. 23, excuse me. Men have more options available. From AI companions to synthetic companions to getting on a plane, men have more options. So yeah, go ahead and leave your opinions in the comment sections. But yeah, gentlemen, it is a wonderful thing that men are holding the line to the point that even the lamestream media cannot deny it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article and the things that they had to say. Let me know what you guys think. Leave your reasons in the comment section, starting from number 24. And for all you women out there who thought that you were still going to maintain your little social power from the system, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. That social power that you thought you had over men has gone out. The simp ocean has dried up to the point that it's nothing more than a small lake. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use, you know, sex and all that stuff to control men, that's going on right along with it. Because once again, men are holding the line. Worldwide, they've seen just how insufferable that the modern woman has become in their own countries, and they've said, nope, we are done. We're voting with our feet. Oh, well, oh well, let society collapse. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.